This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Happy Monday, while I'm at it. Never fear, though, for Friday will be here soon enough. Along with it, an update on the state of the labor market in this economy. We call it the January Jobs Report around here. The experts at the Bureau of Labor Statistics call it the Employment Situation Summary, which is funny because there's nothing really very summary about it. We'll get data on the number of people working, their wages, how many hours people worked, and in which sectors, which for us right now is going to be office work and the web of jobs that support that. HR recruiters, security guards, the people who water the office plants. And we're looking at that because changes in those kinds of jobs are signs of bigger things going on in this labor market. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore kicks off Jobs Week for us.
You know all those office plants in the office? Well, somebody's taking care of them. And in the past, it might have been Chelsea Gregory.
I'm the CEO of the Plant Doctors.
5 years ago, her Portland, Oregon company was installing monsteras at offices, taking care of pothoses at offices, refreshing fiddly figs at offices. And then the pandemic hit and there were almost no offices for a while.
We saw a huge uptick in residential clients.
So the Plant Doctors company still happily does its plant thing, just at people's home offices and homes. As office offices started to come back, the office business did too, kind of.
Places would rehire us, but all of their plants had died. But then a lot of places have seen, you know, employees just not wanting to come back into the office. And so some of those accounts we've moved on from.
Jobs in this kind of work, the work that makes offices and buildings run, makes them nice, those jobs grew about 2.6% last year. It's growth, but it's not huge growth. And exactly as Gregory experienced, it reflects a rough ride back to the office.
The office market in commercial real estate is still suffering.
Thomas LaSalvia is with Moody's CRE.
In the fourth quarter, we saw the vacancy rate break its previous record. So in our data, we're sitting at 19.6%.
The reality is we still do not know where the remote work, hybrid work, office work balance is going to settle. And so the number of people who will be working in the office ecosystem is also up in the air. Michael Montgomery is with S&P Market Intelligence.
They'll keep going up for a while, because you're still pulling people back to the office. It's just you won't need anywhere near the number of people that you had in 2019.
But the slow and messy return to the office has actually created a bonanza for other office jobs. Human resources consultants, for example, increased 18% after the pandemic and are still very high, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at ZipRecruiter.
Managing office workers and how they do their work and how they're compensated and how they're incentivized, that has become more challenging now that they're no longer in the physical office.
So the web of office jobs behind office jobs is still being rebuilt. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.